I demand to be released. I am innocent.
Charles Clemency, you are being held at His Majesty's pleasure at Scotland Yard. You have been arrested for the murder of your wife, the Lady Clemency.
Yes, I've even had to suffer the indignity of having to adopt her family name instead of mine. Never mind this outrage.
Is that why you murdered her over a name?
Don't be absurd, man.
You may as well admit to it. Save us all a lot of time and bother.
Inspector Lestrade, once again, how can I when I didn't do it?
With all due respect, sir, it doesn't look too good for you, does it? You were alone with your wife in your bedchamber. Your maid knocked on your door in the morning. Receiving no reply, she tried to gain access but found the door to be locked. After a few moments, you unlocked the door and the maid entered, discovering the prone and lifeless form of the Lady Clemency draped across the bed. She naturally screamed.
I know all of this.
We later discovered that the Lady Clemency had died of asphyxiation. The maid saw that you were still holding a pillow, the murder weapon. And now, with your wife gone, you inherit her property, her fortune, and even her title. Stop me if the motive seems weak at any point.
I loved my wife.
And your great defence is that you passed out at the same time as your wife, only to be awakened by the maid attempting to open the door
and making the horrific discovery that my wife was dead.
There isn't a jury in the land that won't send you to the gallows.
I admit, I need a miracle.
Too right. I don't think even the great Sherlock Holmes could save you now.